Your drone dilemma. You cannot remove a member. How many members is your chidimba? When I need your my physical meat. You charge the boss and my men. Relax, banking just got better. Banking just got better. Saving at the group, papa just got better. Saving in a shop, I'm just got better. The SMT group savings account. SMT group savings account.
SNB's Group Savings Account is a secure way to save and a sure way to grow your money.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push. It all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Common with Ruben Radio News. Common at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headline on Kumbon Radio.
Incoming Chawama MP challenged to address pressing issues being experienced in the constituency. Vandalism over roads worries Lusaka Zwalima ward councillor. And in Africa news, rebels say they will withdraw from key DR Congo city at US request. To present the news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Residents of Lusaka's Chawama constituency have challenged the incoming area member of parliament to address the challenges currently being experienced in the constituency. In an interview with Kumbon Radio News, residents are lamented about the water shortages, poor drainage system, and high levels of crime that have become a norm in the area. The residents believe that the new member of parliament can make a difference in their lives. The residents have since challenged the incoming MP to prioritize their concerns and work towards finding solutions to these challenges. The residents have further stated that they are hopeful that their voices will be heard and that the incoming MP will work tirelessly to address their challenges.
Thank you.
9 candidates on Tuesday successfully filed their nomination for the Chawama constituency by-election slated for January 15, 2026. The Chawama by-election was necessitated after Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, declared the seat vacant following the continued absence of then area MP Tasila Lungu, who was mourning her late father, former President Edgar Lungu. Lima Ward 30 councillor in Lusaka's Amatero constituency, Daniel Mwewa, has raised concerns over the vandalism of Katambalala and Musanide roads, where some residents are reportedly removing stones from the road surfaces for personal use. Speaking when he addressed the residents, Mr. Mwewa says the practice is damaging recently rehabilitated roads and undermining efforts by the local authority to improve road infrastructure in the area. He warns that a continued vandalism will accelerate the deterioration of the roads, making them unsafe for both motorists and pedestrians. Mr. Mwewa has since appealed to residents to desist from such acts and take responsibility for safeguarding community infrastructure, stressing that public resources invested in roadworks are intended to benefit everyone. Chitambo Town Council has commenced the construction of a truck parking bay aimed at enhancing the local authority's financial capacity once the project is completed. Chitambo Council Public Relations Officer Roderick Nirenda reveals that recently, Central Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Amuna Mwanakampwe toured the project site to assess progress and expressed satisfaction with the works, urging other local authorities to emulate Chitambo Council's innovative initiatives. Mr. Nurenda says the project is being implemented with a support from the Zambia Devolution Support Program, with a total investment of over 2.3 million kwacha. He says the truck parking bay is expected to be completed by February next year and is anticipated to create employment opportunities and provide secure parking for trucks. The facility is also expected to help curb illicit activities at Mukonda Junction and contribute to the reduction of sexually transmitted diseases.
Chitambo Town Council is currently constructing a truck parking bay. This is in an effort to increase the financial capacity of the local authority, because as you may be aware that our district is new and the financial muscle is too slim at the moment. So we are trying to look around on what we can do so that we can increase the resource base for our local authority, so that we cannot disrupt operations of the local authority. We have been given 2,394,855 kwacha that the Zambia Devolution Support Program has given us.
Minister of Technology and Science, Felix Mutati, says a strong collaboration between government and cooperating partners has significantly transformed Zambia's technical education, vocational and entrepreneurship training private sector in 2025. Speaking at a donor coordinating meeting on private skills development, Mr. Mutati noted that the country has shifted from fragmented efforts to coordinated partnerships focused on maximizing impacts and optimizing available resources. He revealed that enrollment in TVET institutions has increased from about 38,000 students in 2021.